Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Marilyn Van Mersbergen and John Hill with Pathways of Pella join us on today's program to preview the second annual Ride for Life, which takes place this Saturday. Well, John, we're here for the second year in a row to talk about the Ride for Life, which is coming back to the area this Saturday. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about the event itself and how it came to be.
Okay, the Ride for Life, we've changed it up a little bit this year. We're meeting at the Main Street Casey's. We're going to have kickstands up at 10 o'clock. That's when the ride will actually start. This year, we're doing a little different route. We're doing about a 220-mile ride. We're going to be going up through Montezuma, hitting Highway 6, going across to the Amanas, hopefully stopping in the Amanas for lunch, then traveling down towards Kelowna and over to Wachier, down to Oskaloosa, and back through Flagler, going across the Red Rock Dam so people can see the hydroelectric dam in the process and how that's all going around. And we'll be ending up back here in Pella again. The ride is called Ride for Life because it's associated with Pathways of Pella. We started the ride last year to help to raise money for the ultrasound machine that they were looking at getting. And this year, the ultrasound is in place. So now we're doing the second annual Ride for Life to help sustain the program and to better help Pathways of Pella be funded through charitable contributions and through a fun event.
And that's why we have Marilyn here to talk about Pathways of Pella and the organization and what are just some of the things that have changed over the last year since we last talked to you with this organization. And, you know, overall, what are just some of the things you provide here locally?
Well, the two main things that have changed is that we do STD testing or sexually transmitted disease testing, and we have increased our testing to include HIV, herpes, hepatitis, and syphilis, along with chlamydia and gonorrhea. So that's a big added feature that we're doing, and we have received our ultrasound machine. Our nurse manager, which we hired in February, is in the process of completing her training, and then we're hoping by the beginning of August, for sure by the beginning of September, we'll be offering limited ultrasounds. Primarily, it's not anything diagnostic. It's just to show moms that, yes, you have a baby, here's the heartbeat, and the baby is where it's supposed to be.
John, for this event, this is the second year in a row. How did things go in the first year, and what was it like for those that maybe are on the fence about, hey, should I go out for this ride? You know, kind of give them some details about the fun you had.
Last year, we went down towards Lake Rathbun and toured that area down there and stopped at a little cafe down there. It was kind of a Red Barn cafe out in the middle of nowhere. It was kind of a unique little facility. We had about 10, 11 bikes last year. I think we raised a little over $1,000 for Pathways. It was a terrible windy day. When we pulled into CNC, everybody says, oh, we need to get the left side of our tires replaced because that's only because the right side was never on the ground. But everybody had a good time. We had a good ride. People said it was very scenic. And this year, like I said, we changed it up a little bit, added a little bit more distance. Every year we do this, I'm going to pick a different route. So it's not the same route every year. We're hoping for more bikes. And hopefully the people that showed up last year will come back again this year and bring their friends and whatnot. And it's just a great, great day. And it sounds like the weather's going to be fantastic for the ride this Saturday. If it rains, we ride. If it's sunny, we ride. If it's windy, we ride. We're just going to have fun.
Very good. And Marilyn, if people want to learn more about Pathways of Pella or need help with one of your services, what's the best way that they can contact you and get something set up if they have anything that has to do with some of the services you discussed?
The best way to learn more about what we do is to go to our website, which is www.pathwayspella.org. And you can actually schedule an appointment for ultrasound and STD testing online. It also talks about some of the other services that we have. We do have a parenting program where you can earn a free car seat or a free crib, and there's information on the website about that. And we also have diapers on a limited basis that people can have, or you can just give us a call at 641-628-4827. We'll be happy to talk with you and explain what we do and see how we can help you.
And they don't have to pre-register for this event coming up on Saturday, the Ride for Life. Show up 10 o'clock or a little bit before 10 o'clock at Casey's here in Pella on Main Street.
Right. If you show up around 9:30, we'll do a pre-ride talk. It is $15 for the motorcycle. $5 for passenger is a suggested donation. If you want to donate more, that's, well, we'll take your money. And if you want to show up a little bit before, even if you want to show up earlier, like 8 o'clock, you can visit the bakeries, you can tour around a little bit of Pella. The only thing I really ask is that your gas tanks are full and your bladder is empty. And then we'll go up at 10 o'clock and we'll head on out for a great ride and great fellowship.
Once again, that was Marilyn Van Mersbergen and John Hill with Pathways of Pella. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.